So the Red Sox are back in first place. They beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-0 last night, thanks to four hits, including a home run by David Ortiz. It's hardly news that the Red Sox slugger can use his bat to inflict real damage on opposing teams, but Saturday night, well, Saturday night was something else altogether. If you missed it, here's what happened. With one out in the seventh, Ortiz thought he had a ball four on a pitch that was clearly high, but umpire Tim Timmons called it strike one. Then Ortiz went on to strike out. He became so mad that he mouthed off to the umpire, stormed back into the dugout, and used his bat and his vicious swing against a telephone, shattering bits of plastic onto his stunned teammates. Here's the call from Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy on NECN.
He's really trying to calm him down. Wow. I don't think that phone's going to work anymore. It's like he didn't get somebody by mistake with those cuts.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Phone still works, which is good news.
Yeah, your phone wouldn't work. My phone wouldn't work, but that thing still works.
Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy on NESN there calling the David Ortiz tirade. Glenn Stout is a veteran baseball writer. He's the author of Fenway 1912, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about this. And welcome back to Radio Boston, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
So it appears that all is forgiven. The Red Sox aren't disciplining Ortiz in any way. Major League Baseball just announced that they won't do anything either. Are you surprised at all by that?
I'm not really surprised because, you know, unless you do something overtly against an umpire, Major League Baseball probably isn't going to take any action. And, you know, David Ortiz probably would have had to hit Dustin Pedroia over the head with the bat for the Red Sox to do anything against David Ortiz himself. That being said, it wasn't a very bright thing to do. He's really lucky somebody else didn't get hurt. He's really lucky he didn't get hurt. But I guess it served its purpose because nobody remembers the really terrible pitch he swung at to strike out at that at bat.
Here's what the Boston Globe's Nick Cafardo wrote about Ortiz's assault on the telephone. He said, as one educator put it in an email to this reporter, if a college student had done what Ortiz did when he destroyed a phone box and almost hit his teammate Pedroia, the student might have been arrested, would have been suspended from school, and would have been asked to undergo a psychiatric evaluation to return to the classroom. That might be overstating it, but Glenn, insofar as a lot of kids, you know, saw what he did and see what he did, you'd think that Major League Baseball might impose some sort of discipline to send the message that, you know, this isn't really good sportsmanship.
Well, if that was the criteria, then a lot of guys in the major leagues would be suspended all the time for doing things that kids shouldn't see them doing and shouldn't imitate. Mm. And let's face it, David Ortiz has been kind of a favorite son of Major League Baseball for a long time. He's a very popular player, and they tend to pick their spots when they decide to go after somebody for someone. You're right. You know, if this was out in the real world, there would be different consequences. But since when has Major League Baseball ever been the real world? We all remember Billy Martin throwing bases and Earl Weaver going there and kicking dust on the plate. You know, those are all things that would probably get you arrested in the real world, but baseball isn't the real world.
Well, baseball isn't the real world indeed, and that might be the good lesson here. And listeners, again, if you want to see that David Ortiz tirade, you can go to radioboston.org and see it play out again and again and again. In the meantime, I'll say thank you, Glenn Stout, wise man about all things Red Sox and the author of Fenway 1912. Thanks a lot, Glenn. We're very grateful.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for today. One postscript to our earlier conversation about cars and going car light. Tomorrow night at the Boston Globe on Morrissey Boulevard, you can attend a forum on bikes and bike safety in Boston. It's called Safe or Savage, the State of Bicycle Safety in Boston. The event is free and open to the public, and you can find more information at radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.